Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's very exciting tonight because summer must be here because Bill Haney is here.
Yay!
Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Bill is the owner of Theater by the Sea in Matunuck, and once again, it's time to start a new season, and it's a great time for everybody because they can get out and see what's coming. And this year, great lineup of shows, starting with Beehive and then The Music Man, Beauty and the Beast, The Producers. What a tremendous lineup.
It's a good one. It really is.
Really great. It's no holes in this one.
No.
Now, let's recap a little bit and give some people that might be new to the area, the three people that have just moved in and don't know who you are.
There you go. Well, we want those three people.
Let's just recap a little bit that, Bill, you've been in the theater business for a long time now, right?
Yeah, mostly, I'll be honest with you, mostly the last 11 years when I bought Theater by the Sea. I had dabbled in it before, but producing-wise, Theater by the Sea, I think it was 11, 12 years ago, and now with North Shore, my eighth season at North Shore, which is unbelievable to me to think that 8 years
right.
have gone that fast. But yeah, I love it. I'm loving what I do.
Okay, and North Shore is in Beverly, right?
In Beverly, yep. Okay. North Shore Music Theater. It's been there for 60-some-odd years.
Yep, just a lot of history, like Theater by the Sea in Matunuck.
Yes.
70-something years, right?
Which one, Theater by the Sea?
Yeah.
80-something.
80-something.
Yeah, 80-something years. Somebody will yell at me that I don't remember these. 83, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been there a long, long time.
Yeah, I remember when they built it.
There you go.
Well, we want to talk a lot about the upcoming season, but before we do that, let's recap last year a little bit. Another record-breaking season.
It sounds like a broken record, I'm sorry to say, but I'm happy to say it's no BS, and it was the biggest season the theater's ever had. And so many record breakers within the season, which I didn't think we could break the what I call the Rat Pack record, which got broken by the next show, and then Smokey Joe's broke it, and last year Buddy Holly broke it. Really, that first show that everybody used to tell me is do something small, the audience is not here yet, you won't sell out, was a bunch of you-know-what, because guess what? You do the show that they want to see, and they will come.
Absolutely, and I think that's going to be true with Beehive, which is
already
your first...
is.
First
already
production,
is.
Yeah.
Beating Buddy Holly.
Already.
Every show in this season is beating this time last year, beating last year's sales.
Well, there you go. And there's still 4 more days of sales before the opening night. The previews are going to be Wednesday and Thursday.
Yep.
And then opening night on Friday night. And then it runs through June 18th. So May 31st to June 18th. Beehive, and it's a story of it's actually kind of a musical review, I guess
is
the best way to call it, versus a typical musical like The Music Man, which we're going to talk a lot about this year.
Yes, we are. I wonder why.
and people on this station are going to hear a lot about The Music Man because I have the privilege of being in the production, and that we're looking forward to that. I have some great singers that I'm going to be bringing with me to make me look good.
Perfect.
So that's the way to do it. But let's get to some music from Beehive, and then we'll talk a little bit about how people can get tickets and so forth. But just to get us in the mood, one of the songs from the show is My Boyfriend's Back. So let's listen to that.
What are you going to do first, Allison?
Patty, I just got to do the Angels.
He went away. You hung around. You bothered me every night. But I wouldn't go out with you. You said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. Trying
Well, that certainly gets us in the mood, some great music, and there's a lot of that in the show, Bill. There's like 20-something
songs?
Yeah,
it's lots of songs. It spans a couple of decades. It's all the music that I know people love, and it's just I saw it a couple weeks ago, a version of this in Florida, and I fell in love with the show. It was absolutely just a lot of fun, and that's what you want.
That's what you want. You want a fun show.
No doubt about it. That's what we give you at Theater by the Sea, is a summer of fun.
There you go. And as long as you can probably sing along with most of them, you'll hear a lot of familiar songs if you're over 30. But
it's so funny because younger people today know this music because they do go outside of besides their iPods and all the music they listen to. So
right. It's
not that foreign to a lot of them.
Right. So it's a female cast. So that's a hint.
It is all female. And again, when we audition them, we hired them, I think, in February. You're always taking a chance, but I got to tell you, I think these gals are going to do a great job.
Now, when you say you audition them, this is not a show, for example, I think the only show that you've done that I'm familiar with that's kind of a bring-it-in show is the Rat Pack, right, where they were...
The Rat Pack was the only show that... And basically, it wasn't really a bring-it-in show because we had to build everything around them, any kind of sets we want them
really?
In. Yeah, they were just the four performers, which... The show was already pre-done, so
right.
but even that wasn't the case, if you remember it, that they kind of adapted the story to the area. We're talking about the traffic on the road out front.
That was one of the most amazing things I ever heard.
I watched that show. I can't tell you how many times. I heard a lot of the same stuff and laughed every single time because it was Sandy Hackett, amazing, delivered it differently. And I'm going to bring those guys back at some point. That's how much I like that show.
Sandy Hackett, if you're thinking that name is familiar, that's because his dad, Buddy Hackett, was a great actor, comedian, and actually in The Music Man.
I was just going to say that.
In the movie.
Yep.
Played Marcellus Washburn.
In the movie. Yep.
In the movie. All right. Beehive is available for ticket purchase. And one of the things about Theater by the Sea, if you're not familiar with it and you want to go, get your tickets now. Don't wait, because they sell very, very quickly.
Every show last season... No lie, the final week of every single show last year, you could not get a ticket to the show.
It's amazing. So if you want to do that, you go to theaterbythesea.com. Spell it all out, theaterbythesea.com. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way and call up, you can call our friend Vinny at 401-782-TKTS. That's 401-782-TKTS, or if you want the numbers, that's 8587.
Or go see Vinny at the box office. This time of year, it's wonderful to walk around the grounds. They look terrific.
And when you're down there, you can grab a bite to eat before the show, after the show.
When we're in open, absolutely. Yeah. The restaurants open nightly, and they also do lunch now. They're doing the cabaret. Of course, will be back.
Right,
wouldn't miss that for the world. They did a Sunday brunch. They did a Mother's Day brunch just recently. It was sold out. That's a pretty long time in advance to open the restaurant for the season,
yeah.
And they sold it out.
That's Bistro by the Sea. And if you want to call there directly for reservations, you can call the Bistro at 401-789-3030.
Or call Vinny. He'll make your reservations, too.
Vinny can do it, too?
He does. Absolutely.
Right.
He does everything.
And if you tell Vinny that Bill and I sent you there, he'll give you an 8x10 glossy of himself.
Exactly. Exactly. or a picture with him, you know, with your iPhone.
There you go. All right. Well, getting back to Beehive, let's get to another song. This is one that I remember very well because I'm kind of a sweet-talking guy.
Sweet talking guy,
but it's my cousin.
We're going to have everybody dancing in their chairs at home while they're listening or as they're driving in their car listening to the radio.
Absolutely.
It's one of those kind of shows. Let me just read this right out of the brochure because this kind of explains exactly what Beehive is, if you're not familiar with it. It's called the 60s Musical. It's a wild, toe-tapping, head-shaking musical tribute to the rockin' women who made the music of the era so special. Everyone from Leslie Gore to Janis Joplin, from the Shirelles to the Supremes, Aretha Franklin to Tina Turner, and every woman in between. With 40 beloved hits, I said 20 earlier.
Yeah,
it's 40 songs. The show takes you on a journey through the song, documenting the dramatic changes that America underwent during the 60s. Beehive, the 60s musical, will have you dancing in your seats. See, there you go. I already said that. And coming back for more. All right, so we're going to hear a few more songs as the show progresses. Bill, we talked briefly about what's coming up with Music Man and Beauty and the Beast and the producers, but there are other things that go on there, right? You have.
Oh, absolutely. We have the children's series, which is we're adding. Ready for this? We're adding third shows of those now. We've used to do one show at I think 10 o'clock, whatever day it is. Then we had to go to two shows.
Right.
Now we're adding a third show because this selling that well. This is the best news for Theater by the Sea because it means it'll be around for another long, long time. The people of the area and beyond are supporting this theater, which is the most important thing.
Well, you know, this is a little interesting tidbit. I was at dinner the other night, and I had a young waiter and waitress that were working with us, and they asked what I did and so forth. One of them said, I heard you're on the radio. And so I kind of filled him in a little bit about what I did. And he said, do you sing also? I said, yes, I do. I said, do you know of Theater by the Sea? And
yeah.
He said, I think I've heard of that. And I said, well, where did you grow up? He said, I grew up in Attleboro, but we're too far away. I've never gone down that far. I said, well, you got to get down that far.
It's not even that far.
And he said, well, you know, the problem with me is growing up, there was never anything around locally that I could get involved in theater. And now I'm working a lot. So I said, well, take some time off. Go to the theater. Get involved.
Absolutely.
You know, it's too bad that the kids, you know, 20 or 30 years ago didn't have you around to shows.
You know, it's so funny because we do draw from, you can imagine, the summertime from a wide Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire.
Right.
A lot of people come to our theater. But it's really a great way to spend a summer evening to see what I'll say, and again, I'm not just the only person who would say it, a quality Broadway show in an amazing space in a fantastic area. And as we've said a million times, you can spend the entire night there from when you show up and you go to the restaurant for dinner, you see the first act of the show, you gazebo during intermission, second act of the show, stroll down and see the amazing cabaret, which I try to catch as many as I can because it's so much fun. Because the entire cast of the show, just saw come out, you've been there, you know, and perform there, you know what's off, and they have the best time of the audience. And that's another thing. No, that sells out also.
Yeah.
It sells out also because people love it.
It's a fun place to be. All right, well, let's get to another song on our hit parade here. One of the 40 that will be in the show, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Bill Haney and Theater by the Sea.
Aren't we forgetting about the Shirelles?
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Tonight with words love I can be sure of. So tell me now, and I won't ask again. Will you still
you still love me too.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney and talking about the new season at Theater by the Sea and all the wonderful things coming. We talked a few minutes ago about the Children's Festival shows. You have the Late Night Cabaret, and then Beehive is our main focus today. And after that, The Music Man, Beauty and the Beast, and The Producers. And right on the cover of your brochure, Bill, it says, now climate control. Now I know it started last year.
It did.
How is the climate being controlled?
Well, and you've been to the theater. The good news is all that money spent worked. People were very happy with it. I know it increased sales for sure. We know that for sure by a considerable amount of people, because it used to get pretty damn hot in there.
Yeah.
But
it was kind of a risk. You didn't know.
We felt it would work. It was $80,000, almost $90,000 to do this.
Wow.
Which is a lot of money. But, you know, we did it without compromising the history and the look of the theater, which is the hardest part. It's a barn. It's basically boards over 2x4s, you know, that theater's made out of. So you don't have a lot of insulation value, no drywall. But we've mastered how to turn it on and when to turn it off and all that kind of stuff. The only complaints we actually did have, I won't lie to you, were, it's a little cold in there. Can you turn the air conditioner off? I said, that's not a bad complaint for me to have.
Right.
We're going to sell blankets this year. actually, we did talk about that. But no, it worked out terrifically, and it really kept the auditorium and part of the lobby very comfortable. So people were having no complaints, especially those Wednesday matinees or any matinee.
Right.
You put 500 people there when it's literally 95 degrees and humid in Rhode Island. Yeah. And it, yeah, so it happened. It worked.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Sounds like it's time for a party. But it's my party, and I'll cry if I want to.
That's it.
Leslie Gore, Brenda Lee, and Connie Francis all had one thing in common. They desperately needed a best friend, and I accepted the challenge. Okay, my fantasy begins in Leslie Gore's bedroom, Christmas Eve, 1962.
Leslie, it's a fabulous party. What's wrong? Johnny has gone, but Judy left the same time. Why was he holding her hand when he was supposed to be mine? Oh, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. He would cry too if it happened to you.
So six young ladies singing all these great songs, and sometimes it'll be all of them, I'm sure, and sometimes it'll be one or two or three, mm-hmm. some combination thereof.
Absolutely, yep.
And a live band / orchestra, always.
Always. The most we will ever do is enhance our orchestra, and digitally today you can, but mm-hmm. I'll always make sure in any theater that I ever run, it'll be a live orchestra.
That's
no
an
doubt
important
about it.
Thing, and that's a great thing because you can tell the difference. And when you're at Theater by the Sea, you've got all the best between the
And they're
the
really
shows.
Terrific guys, too. They do a great job. You've heard them. You know.
I know. They are terrific musicians. All right, let's keep the music going, and let's go to You Don't Own Me.
So, Leslie, what did you say to your boyfriend that made him leave the party with Judy? All I said to him was, just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. And don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause you don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me. I'd never stay. I'm young and I
Bill, we talked earlier about the fact that you've traditionally opened with musical kind of reviews the last few years, the Buddy Holly story and the Rat Pack and so forth and so on, Beehive. And one of the things that I would guess, is, and not knowing because I'm not there involved, but it certainly would be easier to stage a smaller musical review than a big Broadway production.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to worry about costuming. You don't have to worry
about... Well, no, because these people don't wear street clothes. No, it's funny that you bring this up because we're actually creating all the costumes for Beehive.
Really?
And there's several changes of costumes. What's the particular era? And this is not a huge show that we have to worry about creating... quick story. We just got all the costumes from 42nd Street, the national tour that just went through. I think it finished at Foxwoods. There are 500 costumes in 42nd Street. You cannot even begin to build that many costumes, especially for a 2 or 4 week run.
Right.
But Beehive, being six people, is a show that we think it's got a little leg. So we're going to design it finishing all the costumes we've designed, built for this show. And then we rent them out sometimes to companies that may be producing it somewhere else. But the other part is for our Beauty and the Beast. I'm doing Beauty and the Beast at both theaters this year, North Shore and Theater by the Sea. Now, when I bought North Shore several years ago, it came with the entire costume collection for Beauty and the Beast, which is so elaborate you can only imagine. Now, Dumb Bill goes and does Beauty and the Beast in two theaters, but isn't smart enough, laugh, laugh, to do it. So one could go to the other, and we have to have two Beauty and the Beast sets of costumes. So we had to rent a whole collection from somebody else, Beauty and the Beast, and take my Beauty and the Beast collection, which has not been used, I think, in 15 years at North Shore, and refurbish them all.
Right.
That collection is going here to Theater by the Sea. But when I tell you elaborate, you have no idea. And costumes are just big money. So when you can rent them, we really prefer to rent them because why deal with all that? To me, the show's not the costumes. It's just part of the show. The show has always been the people telling the story. But it can be expensive, let me just say.
So there are costumes being created for Beehive that you'll see unique to this show. All right.
And if you need to rent them, they'll be for rent.
And so if you just happen to be six women looking to have a good time.
Exactly.
Or one woman that wants six outfits and six different
a
sizes.
Night out. Right.
You're available. Yes. All right. We're going to go now to one of my favorite songs. I can remember when I was very young that my brother, who is 7 years older than I am, would frequently get stuck babysitting me. And there were lots of times when parents were away, and he was, 16, 17 years old, wanted to go out with all the gang.
Yep.
And I actually had to go with him. So I would sit in the back seat or something like that. And I can remember that actually happening one time, and I heard this song on the radio. This is the thing that sticks in my mind at the time. Connie Francis, Where the Boys
That's
Are.
That's too funny.
True story. We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. Connie, what should I do?
Pack the Brill Cream, girls. We're heading south to a new beginning. We're going where the boys are. Someone wait for me. He's walking. Of a million people, I'll find my
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Bill Haney and talking about the new season at Theater by the Sea in beautiful downtown Matunuck.
That's it.
Now, I never realized Matunuck is actually part of Wakefield, right?
The village of, yep.
The village yep. in Wakefield, okay. And if you want to get tickets, you can do that by going to theaterbythesea.com. Or any information, and there's some beautiful pictures on there. It'll show you the pictures of the building itself and the gardens and
the
so
restaurant
forth.
Menus up there, all everything you need. The education program we have also, by the way, everything is on. It's a really great website.
The restaurant menu is there, so there's no surprises.
No, you can go right no, down there and, no. But that's one of those. If it's book early.
Yeah, I know, because everybody wants the same thing. I don't know how you can manage a restaurant as well as they have. Every time I go there, everybody arrives almost at the same time,
and
everybody
to leave
has to
at the
get
same
out at the same time.
Time.
And they do it.
But it's plated food, which is amazing. It's like, it's just imagine the. And that's not a big kitchen, by the way. Have you ever been back there? It is not a big kitchen. And they pull it off. And I got to say, and that's just because they know it's me, because I go in disguise sometimes. And but the food is always terrific. It really is.
Yeah,
the food
it is.
Terrific.
It's great. Yeah.
Great varied menu, priced reasonably for where we are. You know, I think, again, doing well, but I think they seat 120 people out of 500 seats, so do the math. It's easy to fill it up.
Right. Yeah. Don't take a risk on arriving there at 6:30 and thinking you're going to eat.
If you don't have a reservation, you may not get in, and that's the problem in the area. Where else are you going to go now?
Yeah, there is not there is not much around
no,
there.
No, there isn't. The Perry's restaurant, Oyster Matunuck Oyster Bar.
But that's a ways away. It's not right
actually, it's
door.
Only one exit up, but he's packed all the time also.
Yeah.
It's so not a bad thing.
That's a good thing. So,
unless you're the
check
person,
it out.
Unless you're the person that can't eat. That's a bad thing.
All right, Bill, we just want to touch on some of the other shows.
Great.
After Beehive, Music Man, as we talked about earlier, will be coming in June 21st to July 15th. And that is one of America's most treasured musicals.
And that's why I wanted to do it, because it is one of those classic shows you have to do. And it's not that we didn't want to do it. We just have so much trouble finding what to put in. There's so much stuff we want to do. But the interesting thing about this story, and you know this part, is because you were in it back when.
Yeah.
And the same director is back, Mr. Richard Sabellico. And I know that when you're doing the show, the next Music Man show, I'm not coming, because Richard will have enough to talk about for eight of us. So it'll be you and Richard one-on-one,
you
not
mean
Bill.
The conducting conversation show,
yes,
right?
Exactly. So you'll have a whole hour with him.
And I have old pictures of him, too.
Oh, so. I love it. Too bad it wasn't TV, because it'd be fun to show them.
Oh, no, I'll use them. No, don't worry about it.
To get him laughing. Oh, you have a website, I'm sure. Show him on that.
we'll take care of him as far as old pictures are
fun
concerned.
Stuff.
All right, so that's Music Man, and that Richard Sabellico will be the director. And great song, 76 Trombones, Light a Rose, Mary and the Librarian, Shapoopy, the great dance scene, some wonderful things in that.
Great
train
story.
Scene.
Great story.
Great introduction to the whole show.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
And by the way, sets. Like last year, we have the best set designer, and you wait to see the sets this year, especially I'm thinking you mentioned using the train.
Yeah.
Wait to see this stuff.
Oh, I can't wait. It's a great show, and I'm sure that the sets will be up to the normal terrific standards of Theater by the Sea. All right, let's see. We want to go from where the boys are to finding Sir, to Sir with Love.
Those schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are gone. But in my mind, I know they will still live on and on. But how do you like someone who has taken you from crayons to the view? It isn't easy, but I've tried.
Bill, we've a couple times mentioned how difficult it is to get tickets sometimes, because the shows all sell very, very well. And during that last song, we had a little epiphany. You can still subscribe, right?
Yeah, you can actually, even through the first show. We'll credit you for that show, but definitely up to the first show. And the reason I really strongly, and our subscriptions are way up this year, is because, and I really mean it, and go there and just tell people I'm not lying to them, that it really does a lot of business. So the way you can ensure good seats is to buy all four shows in advance as a subscriber. You get a discount of up to 40% off.
Wow.
Discounts at the restaurant. There's so many things that go along with being a subscriber, but it's really a way you'll guarantee to get into the theater.
Yeah, and the reality is, it's not like buying Red Sox tickets for the season. It's not 80 games. You're talking about
there's four shows, and we are so flexible. If you can't make it, we don't charge you as a subscriber to change your dates.
Yeah.
It's really a good program to belong to. And as I said, mostly, and if you even forget the discount, it will ensure you a seat.
That's the important thing. All right, let's get back to the music with Proud Mary.
Left a good job down in the city. Working for the man every night and every day. But I never lost not one minute of sleeping, 'cause I was worrying about the way that things might have been. Oh, for the big wheel, it keeps on turning.
Bill, I want to testify. I want to put up my right hand and say, talk about what you just were talking about a few minutes ago with subscription series.
Oh, sure.
And say that, you mentioned tickets will be easier to get. This is a true story. Because I happen to be privileged to be in Music Man, I had some friends that wanted to come on opening night. So I went on the website the day after tickets went on sale and looked for tickets. And there was two single seats left
really?
Downstairs, one on one side, one on the other.
Not even together.
Not even together.
Oh, oh boy.
I can let everybody know that that's
I'm not lying, everybody.
That's the real deal. Now, granted, not every show is that way at this point, but it will get there.
They do.
Don't linger. Get to the website and get the tickets for whatever show you want, or even better, As Bill says, get the subscription series. It's only four dates, and Vinny is very, very easy to work with. If you call him up and tell him you got a problem, he'll work with you. He'll pick you up. He'll bring you to the show.
Exactly. buy you dinner.
You can stay at his house.
Exactly.
Vinny will work with you. All right, let's keep our music rolling here. A lot of these songs are short, so we're getting a lot of them in.
This is great, you know, and every song terrific, but that's why there are 40 of them in the show.
There you go, me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and he rode us all the way down to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana, playing a song while Bobby sang the blues. Yeah, a windshield wipers slamming time, Bobby held his hand in mine. We sang a song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Na na na, another maybe, ain't another maybe, but I ain't freaky. Na 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 na, and feeling good was easy, Lord, when Baba 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 sang the blues, and feeling good was good enough for me, good enough for me and my Bobby Maggie.
Well, Bill, I have to tell you, I've really enjoyed listening to some great music that is from the 1960s, that I was growing up.
Good stuff, though.
Yeah, excellent. A lot of memories there, and I'm sure a lot of memories for a lot of people. And even the younger crowd, you can find out music that was of an era that was very important in musical history. That's, and a lot of those singers that we mentioned got their starts and made impressions on everyone.
And still used in when they make movies today, they use songs of those eras. So.
Yeah, they're still using them in movies, and it's great music. It's each song tells its own little story. Bill, I want to thank you for coming in. It's always great to see you.
Same back, Mike.
All right.
Appreciate it.
I wish you the best for another what I'm sure will be great season at Theater by the Sea. Remember, if you'd like to get tickets, you can do it very easily by going to the website theaterbythesea.com or calling 401-782-TKTS for tickets. TKTS, or the number is 8587. And the other thing you can do is take a ride down to Matunic and visit the box office and buy tickets in person.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to go out with a bunch more songs, and it's going to be a great season, and I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, I'm looking forward to Music Man and having you be my boss for a change.
That'll be it. You better behave yourself.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Enjoy these next several songs.
The feeling I had by the end of the decade was that we women who were products of the 60s had been given a dream, the American dream, and we had helped it grow up a little. At last, we had center stage.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing.
They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you.
Nobody else is alone.
so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, well, hell, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, my life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. Whoa.
Rock and roll! 1, 2, 3, go!
Looking out across the high school gym, I see a boy I wish was mine. You don't wanna walk, so do a do-si-do. We're gonna have a better time. I mix in a little of the latest twist, I show it to that boy of mine. He takes a swim through the dance like this, that boy is dancing across the line. Be high, be high. Don't you wanna dance?
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.